This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, April 20th. God's word to you today is, why? Our scripture reading is taken from John 15, verse 13, and it says, "There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends." Knowing why is very important. We must never forget or overlook why. Usually, the difference between the Christian that will go the distance and the one that will drop off is one person knows why and the other person has forgotten why. So the question we are tackling today is, why? Why would God do all this? The answer is in one word, and that word is love. Jesus came to die and he was raised again. God did all this because he loves you. Love is expressed in one word, regardless of the love language. Whether quality, time, giving gifts, words of affirmation, acts of love, love is expressed in sacrifice. If you are in a relationship where the person claiming to love you is not willing to sacrifice to move the relationship forward, you need to examine that relationship again and continue to pray that God will send you the right person. A lady was telling me about how she talks for hours and hours on the phone with the gentleman she was in a relationship with. And my first question was, who does the calling? I discovered that she was the only one doing the calling. You cannot be the only one making the sacrifices. Wake up. That is not love. There is only one word for love, and that is sacrifice. The amount of sacrifice you are willing to make for someone is the level to which you love that person. For the men that are married, do you remember the level of sacrifices you were willing to make when you were courting your wife? One man admitted to driving from one state to another twice a day just to behold his beloved. The only thing that makes such sacrifices possible is love. Men, that same level of love and sacrifice should not end. Say amen. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the love. Jesus says to us, there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. The truth is that the nails could not keep Jesus on the cross, and death could not hold Jesus in the grave. And it was love that kept him on the cross. It was love that raised him up. Jesus loves you, and that is why he did what he did. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for lavishing your love on me. Thank you for going to the cross for me. Thank you for new life in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.